We are way out of our comfort zone, boss. We're trained to deal with ghosts, demons, and the occasional beast from the outer reaches, not aliens, monsters, or whatever the flesh undying actually is. This is druid territory. Why not call them in? Let them deal with it. They've got the expertise and the weapons.
We clean up our own messes. And besides, the one thing we can be sure of is that the flesh undying has agents everywhere. We have to stick with people we can... Well, I hesitate to use the word trust where the Crowley Project is concerned, but at least we know where we stand with them. All the other secret organizations with their special agendas would only complicate things.
I'm pretty sure I saw Soul Hunter earlier, hanging around the dealer's room. You didn't call him in?
No. Did he see you?
I don't think so. Could his people have got word about what's happening here?
Who knows what the Soul Hunters know? If he and his kind are sniffing around, the sooner we conclude our business and get the hell out of here, the better.
Happy did say, some time back, that he'd heard rumors of certain individuals in high places performing secret, forbidden experiments, weakening the walls of reality. And that's how the Flesh Undying was able to enter our world in the first place. Might some of these very important people have been Crowley Project or Carnacki Institute? And if the latter, is that why you don't want any of the other secret organizations involved?
Why do you think we're doing this so quietly?
Do you have any idea who these people might be?
Almost certainly the same people trying to force me out of my position as head of the Institute. But I haven't been able to uncover any solid evidence on any particular individual. Or I'd have done something about them. They both looked around sharply at the people standing in front of the main view screen. JC and Latimer hurried over to join them. Nimmo was staring, fascinated, at information streaming across the bottom of the screen. Melody hugged herself tightly, looking as though she wanted to turn away from the images on the screen, but didn't dare. Happy stood close by her side. Chang was quite obviously angry because she didn't understand what was going on. Scattered around the room, the white-coated technicians argued fiercely with each other over new theories as to what it all meant.
All of you, shut the hell up!
A slow, sullen silence settled over the room.
We're getting close. 100 feet, maybe less. Creeping in now.
Does the Flesh Undying know the submersible is there? Does it know we're observing it?
Who knows what it knows? It shouldn't, but...
Look at the new readings. A shape, a body, but it's like nothing on Earth. And what's that there? That's not radiation, or at least not any form we understand.
It's giving off some kind of energies. Maybe a defense system or a natural response to its surroundings. Who knows what's natural, what's normal where something like this is concerned. It doesn't belong here. Wait, we're losing the signal. It's breaking up. Information's dropping out. We need more power.
We're giving it everything we've got. These sensors weren't designed to cope with whatever the hell that is.
Other technicians ran over to work with him, struggling to maintain contact with the submersible as it slowly, cautiously approached the Flesh Undying. The giant shape all but filled the view screen now.
Slow now. Steady. You're trying not to be noticed. Just a few ants crawling around the feet of an elephant. Keep the sensors cracked wide open, but reception only. No scans, no probes, nothing invasive. Nothing that might alert it to our presence. Look at that. The sensors are finally giving us exact measurements. No! Wait! That can't be right!
It's enormous. A living mountain. Miles and miles of it.
I still can't make out any details.
The sensors can't detect any that make any sense. It could be a matter of scale or so alien we simply can't comprehend what it is we're looking at. This is bigger than any living thing on this planet. Bigger than any living thing that has ever been on this planet.
The Mount Everest of monsters.
Try 10 times that big.
Okay, head hurting now.
Oh, look at that. If I'm reading the information stream right, what we saw in the vision is confirmed. This thing exists in more than 3 spatial dimensions at once. It extends.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. Because it's not from around here. Perhaps the laws of reality are different where it came from. It must have brought some of its own natural laws with it as a localized effect to preserve it so it can still be what it is.
Can we kill it?
we hit it with everything the submersible has at close range.
Are you crazy? We couldn't even touch it.
Breathe. Calm yourself the fuck down, Dr. Mimmo, or I will hurt you.
Everyone calm down. Let's think this through. If the Flesh Undying was forced into our world from a higher dimension, did it bring its body, its flesh with it? Or did it take what it found here to give itself a new form, to give it shape and meaning in our world, help it survive under our natural laws?
Good question.
Mimmo nodded approvingly to JC in a surprised sort of way, as though he hadn't expected such clear thinking from a mere ghost finder. JC felt like slapping him.
What difference does any of that make?
Flesh from a higher dimension might be impervious to anything from our world, but if it created its body from what it found here,
we can hurt it.
Whatever that is, its current shape and nature answer to the physical laws of our reality. It may possess certain otherworldly attributes, but...
Hold it. You're making a lot of assumptions. If the Flesh Undying is still holding some of its old laws around it to preserve its true nature...
I think they just enforce its existence. Physically, it's just flesh. And anything that's material must have limitations and weaknesses.
Am I the only one present who knows whistling in the dark when he hears it?
What have we got powerful enough to hurt something that big?
Latimer looked at Chang.
Don't look at me. I didn't anticipate this. How could I? How could anyone?
You've got contacts inside the government, boss. Any chance you could get us a nuke?
Everyone looked at Latimer. Possibly, through certain backdoor channels. But I'm not convinced even that would be enough to do the job. We know the size and scale of the problem now, but we still have no idea of the thing's structure, what's going on inside it. An explosion, even a really big one, might simply damage the Flesh Undying. We need to completely destroy it. For that, we'd need a thermonuclear device, a really big one. Or the monster might just put itself back together again.
And God alone knows what that kind of blast would do to the ocean water.
We might set off a chain reaction. Blow that thing up and the energies released might be enough to crack open the whole planet.
I don't believe a nuclear blast would even touch it. Consider the energies it's giving off. Looks a lot like a force shield to me.
Enough to hold off a thermonuclear blast?
Unknown. It's too much we don't know.
He broke off as a fierce light blazed up, filling the view screen. Everyone flinched away from the glare, crying out and covering their eyes until the screen overloaded and went blank.
Energy discharges are spiking. They're overloading the systems.